This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. President Obama earlier today once again defended his position in the confrontation with House Republicans over the government shutdown. The president said he is not ready to negotiate any changes to Obamacare and once again urged House Republicans to pass a bill with no amendments involving Obamacare to keep the government running. Atlanta area Democratic Congressman David Scott joins us right now. Congressman, welcome. Good to have you back.
Always good to be with WABE and you, Dennis.
Here's a question that I think a lot of people might be asking, which is, okay, whatever one thinks about either Obamacare or about the position the House Republicans have taken, the math on both sides of the aisle is neither side can get a budget bill passed or a government spending bill passed without getting the votes from the other. So why not sit down at least and have that conference committee that the House Republicans are talking about? Because you can always say no, you're not making any concessions. Why not at least sit down and listen?
Well, because unfortunately, Dennis, this is not about the budget. There's only one thing and one thing that these Republicans are after, and that's dismantling the health care and to put a bargain on to keep the government from being shut down. And secondly, it doesn't even affect the funding. The health care law is here. It's going. The government shutdown has nothing to do with that. What we have here, Dennis, is some very, very irresponsible, reckless individuals in the Republican Party, not all of them, 40 or 50, that got elected for one reason and one reason only, and that is to tear this government down. I mean, here you have families, 800,000 federal employees, jobless, as long as this goes on.
But isn't that a reason to at least sit down? And certainly the president's representatives or Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid could say in a conference committee all of the things that you just said. In other words, if you come at us in a conference committee with defunding Obamacare as one of the conditions, we can always say no. But given the fact that all of those folks that you just mentioned are now not working, not able to collect either benefits or a paycheck, what's the harm in just sitting down?
That has been done. It has been done over and over. This attempt by the Republicans to put this little conference thing together is to fool the public and make like the Democrats won't sit down and negotiate it. Listen, we've already sat down and agreed to their demands on the budget. It's there. This ain't what they want. And it's unfortunate, and it's not all of the Republicans. There are Republicans who are seething about this, who are angry about this, because this undermines the democratic representative form of government. They cannot negotiate within themselves. So that's what you have here.
It sounds as if the strategy, and correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds as if the strategy from the president and from Democrats in the House and the Senate is to let time do its work, let pressure build on that group of House Republicans. But that time, to someone who depends on some of these government services or who depends on that paycheck, that time is a lot more than just a political thing. What would you say to those people who are directly affected by a strategy that involves just taking time?
Well, I think that there's a lot we can do with the American people getting involved, because once they understand that nothing that the Republicans are doing can stop the health care, they say, well, why are you doing it? The health care is gone. It has separate funding. This can only be solved by getting Republicans who are responsible, who are caring. Broader minds have to prevail here, and the love of this nation has to prevail. And if we love this nation, we got to protect the institutions that make it the democracy that it is.
Georgia Democratic Congressman David Scott. Congressman Scott, thanks for giving us this much time. We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Oh, thank you, Dennis. It's always a pleasure. Anytime.